I come to the floor to comment on the HJ Res 20, the making continuing appropriations for fiscal year 2007, which is, I understand, the pending business before the Senate. Madam President, I think most of us agree that funding the federal government should be done through the regular order, not through a patchwork of continuing resolutions. The reality is that all but two federal agencies are being funded through a measure to which no member is being permitted to offer, debate, or vote on a single amendment. That's wrong. We're not the House of Representatives. We're not the other body, I say to my colleagues. We are the Senate, a deliberative body. I hope that the Senate leadership on both sides will work to ensure that we don't repeat this fate. Madam President, I've been in this body for a little over 20 years. I have watched over those 20 years an increasing use of parliamentary procedures, the so-called filling up the tree, and motions for cloture filed at the same time that the legislation is before the United States Senate, increase to an ever-accelerating process. And I'm very disturbed about that process being exercised when my side of the aisle was in the leadership, and I'm even more concerned as I watch the new majority conduct business here in the United States Senate. I could submit for the record the fact that literally every measure before the Senate, at the same time a cloture motion is proposed and the tree is filled up. Madam President, the United States Senate is here to debate and amend. The other body, understandably, has different rules. Given the mechanisms that are being put in place by the majority side, what's the difference? It seems to me that 20 years ago, and I would ask my friend from Virginia who has been here considerably longer than I have, the routine was that a piece of legislation would be before the Senate. There would be amendments proposed and debates and second-degree amendments if necessary. And the process was something where literally every member of the Senate, if that member so choose, could come to the floor and debate and amend and improve the legislation if that was that member's desire to do so. And where are we now? We file cloture, we vote on cloture, we stand around for 30 hours or so, and then we vote up or down. This is a very dangerous process that we are going through. So now we are examining a bill which funds all but two federal agencies in a measure which no member is permitted to offer debate or vote on a single amendment. That's not why I came here, Madam President. That's not why. We are sent here. We are sent here to express the views and ambitions and hopes and dreams of our constituents. Now, I've been in discussion with several other members about how this trend continues to accelerate and literally deprive this institution from being described as not the greatest deliberative body in the world, but a deliberative body. And I say to the leadership, please sit down and work these things out. Have a reasonable number of amendments. Have debate. Agree to time agreements. Agree to time agreements. I had several amendments to this bill that I would have agreed to an hour time agreement, which would have been plenty of time to debate the amendments and render the Senate's judgment, which I would have respected whether it succeeded or failed. Now there are many of us who are very unhappy because we think we could have improved this legislation, which covers all but two federal agencies of the entire federal government, and we're going to consider an up or down vote on it. That's not right. It's not fair to the American people, and it's not fair to the hallowed traditions of this institution. Now, I don't know exactly what to do about it, Madam President, but there are some of us that are looking for ways, perhaps, to express our dissatisfaction on this issue. And in all deference to my dear friend from Virginia, all I ask for in this issue of the, quote, surge or change in strategy in Iraq was 2 hours debate on our amendment with a time agreement and a vote. That I don't think that's a lot to ask. I don't think that's a great deal. I don't think that's a huge request. The two leaders sitting down together could have, and by the way, I know that my friend from Virginia supported that. I'm not in any way denigrating.
If the senator would yield,
yes.
Have it reflected in our colloquy that I did support that, because it's always been my understanding, this being the greatest deliberative body in the world's organization of legislatures, should have that as a fundamental precedent. And I supported the Senate, much to the risk, and I was defamed from coast to coast. But I stood by the senator's right to have his amendment, along with mine, considered by this body.
And I thank my friend from Virginia, and let the record be clear. The senator from Virginia supported the proposition that we would consider more than one amendment. Now, I am absolutely convinced, and I hate to keep on this aspect of it because I want to discuss the continuing appropriations bill before us, but we could have sat down and said, okay, we'll have four amendments, certain amount of time on each amendment for debate, which time agreements would have been entered into, and then everybody could have had their say, or certainly the majority of the Senate would have agreed to that. Instead, unfortunately, we ended up without addressing the issue in a comprehensive fashion, in fact, at all, because of the process that went through.